Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 18 November 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. Tonight we have a lot to talk about, just me and you. So if you're driving down the highway or sitting in the front room, the radio's on, or you listen on the internet, or however you listen, please stay tuned. I got a lot to share with you. I got lots of news to cover. Lots of news covering. A lot of comments to make along the way. And if I get done in time, I'll take phone calls also. I really want to hear from you. But we have so much to cover; it's unbelievable. Tomorrow, of course, is Thursday. And by the grace of God, we'll be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Take phone calls, take orders, whatever. And folks, I don't mind taking donations the way down. Of course, it's the end of the year. I realize that. And we do need some help getting over the hump. If you want to help, that's fine. If not, just pray for us, please, okay? Be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4. You can call us at 800-777-4403. Or if you have long distance, you can call 304-846-4448. Hope you call us. We're going to have church this weekend, but we're going to start an hour earlier. We're going to start at 10:30. With prayer requests, testimonies, and maybe a song or two. I hope you can join us. If you go to pastorbutch.com and get on live stream, we'll be airing live at 10:30 a.m. Eastern this Saturday morning, of course. And if you can't go online, you can call and listen on 605-562-0489. That's 605-562-0489 or 641-741-2866. 641-741-2866. We hope you do your best to join us. I sincerely do mean that, folks. We're going to finish up a lesson we started last time on the blessings and duties to Christ that a Christian has, and you don't want to miss that, I promise. We're going to have at least an hour and a half of current events this time because there's so much to cover. And again, you'll be able to call in and talk to us if you want to. That's what this is all about because it's coming Saturday. And don't forget the special we are offering, folks, on the 3 books I would like to thank anybody who'd love to have. Really, I would. The one on the cremation is a Christian. Folks, that's an important book. I've been asked that question at least 100 times. Cremation is a Christian. And no, it's not. Find out why. Also, we're offering a book on the U.S. and Great Britain and prophecy. Who are we? Where do we come from? Who's our ancestors? U.S., Great Britain, and prophecy. But those 2 books together are $20, all right, if you buy them separately. And also, we're offering Warning 1965, a writing from a gentleman by the name of Myron Fagan, who told what was going to happen 50, 60 years in the future and warning 1965. All three books for $18. All three books, $18. That's delivery price. So we're doing, I mean, the two books alone, like I said, it'll be 20 at least. We're throwing all three of them for $18. And just say you want the books. You don't tell us which one, just say you want the books. And we'll know what you're talking about. Cause I mean, we want you to have them. I think it's important you have them. I really do. We need to know, folks, what's coming down and what's going on. And we're offering the REM Sleep and the Tranquil. Both bottles together, if you want to order one of each for $28.95, regularly the $25.95 each. $28.95 for two of them. We can order two REM Sleep. We have about three left right now until we get more in, but we'll get more in. And we have Tranquil, plenty of that. You can order two of those you like. But $28.95 for both or two of each. It's your choice. Just call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. I want to thank you all so much for your prayers for Kelly. Kelly called me today, Joe and Kelly. You remember Kelly was kidnapped out of the hospital in Buchanan, West Virginia? She called and talked to me today. Then she called and talked to Joe, her husband. Your prayers are being heard. My granddaughter was not kicked out of the facility yet. She's trying, I think, a little harder to get along in there. Maybe seeking some help. Thanks for the prayers for Allison. Now, a prayer request tonight for if you call the office during the week, any day except Thursday, you talk to Lisa. Lisa's daughter works at doing handyman jobs around people's homes. She fell off the roof and broke her leg. She now has pins in her legs. Right on down through her foot. I think they're sticking out still to get them all set in there. She's in a lot of pain. She has a child to feed and, of course, a husband. But her name is Katie. So pray for Katie's healing, please, folks. And for spiritual direction in her life, please do that. I mean, you prayer warriors are wonderful. I did get an email, then we'll share it before getting into really anything really deep, from a listener in Norway concerning my granddaughter. And I hope you don't mind if I share it, because I think it's important to see the kind of people that listen to this program and how sweet they are, how they search for Christ. And for the folks that email me, they're saying they're praying for Allison. Those that call me and say they're praying for Allison, thank you for that. You'll never know what that means to all of us. Really and truly, you won't. I can't remember all the names. I could try, but I forget some of them. But it's just so sweet to know you're out there. But this letter comes from a gentleman in Norway. He said, "Dear Pastor Butch, regarding your precious granddaughter, you reminded me of something I heard on the radio. The Lord is never too early and never too late. He's always on time. Even Daniel, whose petitions were immediately heard, had to wait some time for his prayers to be answered experientially. There are so many true stories about parents and grandparents, especially mothers and granddaughters, who pray for their wayward child or grandchild, and eventually something out of the ordinary happens that draws that person to the Lord in a way that makes a good outcome very likely. The Lord is certainly still in the business of restoration and definitely very good at it, like no one else. It is far better to be down and out and then to have our one spiritual eyes open to salvation in Christ, then to see oneself as morally squeaky clean and successful in every material and physical way, and then go to hell. People who have basically been in a gutter, then are saved, are among the most vibrant Christians Christ has done on the whole earth. This is something for you and your wife to look forward to. How blessed your granddaughter is to have grandparents like you and your wife. Your petitions are surely heard on high. Rest and leave it to the greatest soul restorer of all time to do his work. How beautiful it is to know that the Lord always keeps his promises. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth. Maybe this situation will serve as a blessing through patience by drawing your whole family closer to the Lord before the young lady is saved. Thank you, Pastor Butch, for everything you do for the everlasting gospel. You're one of the most steadfast voices for the truth out there that I know of. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" It's signed sincerely. And what a sweet letter. Thank you so much, sir, for sending that to me. Thank you, and God bless you. And I do mean that. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Now we're going to talk a while. We're going to talk about this COVID ordeal. We're going to get into what it really is all about. And I would like to thank that most of the listeners listening to this program know by now, with this COVID ordeal, although it really is a virus. But there are billions of viruses out there. You can't stop viruses. If there's a virus, it can make you sick, and it can kill some people, especially if the immune system is already weakened. But the survival rate for the average person is over 99% with the COVID virus. The numbers are hyped. The numbers are false. According to the CDC, the numbers are false. They're made up. They're lying. States are cracking down more and more in every state. Even here in West Virginia, the governor just signed an executive order to you must wear a mask in public and, or in businesses and in public buildings. And not many people are listening to it. Some are. But there's already lawsuits going out against him to stand against it. And they said, we're not going to do it. A lady that owns a bakery shop in Buckhannon, West Virginia. It's called the Taste and See Bakery Shop. Taste and See Bakery Shop. Her name is, I'm sorry, my mind's slipping like this, folks, but her name is Michelle. I called and talked to her daughter today and said, please thank your mom for her stand. She said, she told the governor, she is not on his payroll, she's not following his orders, and that she's not the public's mama. They can come this door if they like wearing a mask or not wearing a mask. She's not going to enforce this mask mandate. More and more businesses are starting to see that, and I thank God for that. I really do. I really do, folks. I mean that. But in all fairness to the enemy, in all fairness to what's going on, we've gotten ourselves into this mess, folks, for over a lot of years. We have obeyed everything we're told to do. We've sold our birthright, literally sold a birthright as free men and women, for a Social Security check, for a number that's attached to you the rest of your life, that you can't do anything without it after you get it. You can't even open a bank account. You can't do anything without Social Security number. You know that, folks. That's just part of it. It's almost impossible to buy without Social Security number today. Well, we buy into that because it means that we get some money when we retire. We buy into food stamps. We buy into HUD. We buy into all the free education. We buy into all this slavery, this slave mentality of being taken care of from womb to the tomb. We bought into all that. Medicaid, Medicare, we have bought into all of it. So we got ourselves in this mess by allowing man to encroach upon our personal lives with the promise he'll take care of us, that government will take care of us. We've done that on our own, people. With our eyes wide open, we've done that. And now we're complaining because they're trying to take ownership of your body. But Nehemiah chapter 9, we're told that they will have dominion over your body. That's a fact. Because of our sins. And folks, one of the greatest sins a man could do, you say, well, I'm not a murderer, a rapist, or a homosexual. No. One of the greatest sins man can do, according to Jeremiah 17:5, is to put his trust in man. He said, cursed be the man that puts his trust in man, that makes flesh his arm, whose heart departs from the Lord. That is one of the worst sins a mankind can do, forgetting God and turning a man for help. You'll find the scriptures where the Israelites did that, and the Lord said, all right, you go back to your Pharaoh, your king, and let him take care of you. Let him deliver you. See if he'll take care of you. You see, it comes to pay the piper. When we've been deceived for so long, following man's dictates and their little encroachments on our personal lives, to the point that we need them to take care of us and clothe us and feed us and house us, they eventually have a right to say what we should do and shouldn't do, because they now basically own us. That's what we allowed them to do. We have allowed that. So just not throw stones at the heathen or the tyrant. Let's oppose them, but don't blame them for our slavery. We brought it on ourselves. And that's a fact. You know, in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 29, Peter and the group had just got out of prison. And were told they shouldn't preach anymore in the name of Christ. You know, do you remember that scripture in the Bible? And Peter said, we have to obey God rather than men. But they said, well, you're turning the world upside down. You're saying there's another king besides Caesar. The church hasn't said that for so long in America. I don't think most of them know it. We don't trust Christ for our needs. We turn to government for our needs. We let them educate our children in the hell holes we call schools. We let them bankrupt their children's minds and morals and destroy their souls. It's called free education, and it's mandatory. Oh, yeah. They own their bodies. They control their minds. And they destroy the souls. In hell, they send people to hell. Now, think about this. Let it sink in a minute as I'm getting up this point we'll make tonight. We're going to discuss the COVID and all the crackdowns on COVID. But before we do that, I want you to understand how we got here. It didn't happen overnight. And it wasn't done to us totally without our knowledge. We've accepted man's benefits, and therefore now we owe man. Until we say enough is enough, and if you're willing to lose your benefits, you might be a free man or woman again. But you cannot be a free man or woman and be a ward of the state. You can never be totally free when you live off the benefits of man. Understand that. Until we take accountability for ourselves in every way possible, through the good times and bad times, and govern ourselves according to the laws of God, we can never be free men and women. Ever. Ever. We forgot the fact that government is not put here to govern every aspect of our lives, except now we've allowed to do it. We've allowed them to do it because they give us stuff. But the government is not here to do anything except that to see that the moral code of God's laws was enforced in society, folks. The Ten Commandments, killing, stealing, raping, homosexuality, adultery, all these things were to be enforced by civil authority, righteous civil authority. Not the authority's right to make us have to take a license to get married, a license to do a business, none of those things. Not even the authority's given them to tax people out of their houses and homes. Fair taxation is biblical, because people that work for us in government services must be paid also. That's our duty. But we've allowed them to take over in everything. Now they tell us that you must wear a mask. You must do this. And I'll share with you in a little bit, briefly, about a general, an army general said that the vaccines are going to be mandatory. I'll give his name in a minute. You'll look it up online. But the topic tonight is COVID and the lies attached to it. The CDC reveals hospitals counted pneumonia and heart attacks as COVID-19 deaths. That's from the CDC, folks. The CDC says they're counting people died from other diseases or other problems as COVID patients. That's a flat-out lie, of course. I mean, that you're lying that these people died of COVID. They may have contracted COVID, but didn't kill them. But when the CDC tries to tell us, even though the CDC is really not an advocate for men's free thinking, but when they come out and say it, maybe we should pay attention. We've been lied to. The governor of California is debating about putting on a statewide curfew in California. Philadelphia bans all indoor gatherings as COVID-19 surges across the United States. Folks, Philadelphia said that the nation's sixth largest city is strongly urging residents to shelter at home and prohibiting indoor gatherings of any size in any location, public or private. Did you hear what I said? Any indoor gatherings in either public or private, it will not be tolerated in Philadelphia, PA. There goes your Thanksgiving dinner, folks. Are you going to comply? I have listeners in Philadelphia. I know I do. Are you going to comply with this mandate? Are you going to say, I'm not going to do it? I'm just not going to do this. The call is really up to you, isn't it not? The call is up to you. And Biden, if he is put in office as president, as a science advisor, not sex science, calls for 4 to 6 week nationwide lockdown to avoid COVID hell. Biden's science advisor calls for 4 to 6 nationwide lockdown lockdown on the nation to prevent COVID hell. The United States is headed for some dark days ahead, folks, if we don't stand up. If we don't stand up, Trump said he wouldn't do a nationwide shutdown. Good for him. You'll find out he's the one back in the general that's going to make the shots mandatory. You do what you think's best, folks. I'm just telling you the truth. The COVID pandemic this isn't shocking. Destroying people's lives, and it's an engineered economic depression, it's a global coup d'etat. They've taken down the world, and America especially. It said red zones, the face mask, social distancing, they're closing down schools, colleges, and universities. No more family gatherings, no birthday celebrations, music, the arts, no more cultural events. Sport events are suspended, no more weddings. Life and love is banned outright. And in several countries, Christmas is on hold. In the destruction of people's lives, it is the destabilization of civil authority. And for what? The lies are sustained by a massive media disinformation campaign, 24/7, incessant and repetitive covert alerts for the last 10 months. It is a process of social engineering. And I'm saying this, and it's so sad to say this, that the masses are falling for it. Thank God there are a few that are not falling for it, as a lady that has a bakery in Buckhannon, West Virginia, said she's not going to enforce the mandate, and if the governor tried to close her down, she already has a lawyer. I talked to that lawyer's office today. His name is Brian, B-R-Y-O-N. He's in Union, West Virginia, in Monroe County. I spoke to his office today. We're going to help him raise money, folks. His GoFundMe page. I'll tell you about that later on. And I want to support him in this. I want to become part of the litigation against the governor. Hey, I'm sure the masses won't get involved. They're going to wear their mask. They're going to say, yes, sir, master. They're going to do what they're told, because if they don't, they're going to lose their benefits. If they don't, they won't be able to go back to work. If they don't, they're going to feed their family. And I know all those concerns are real. But how far are you willing to go before you realize that these people are not gods? They have no right to tell you to wear a mask or not wear a mask. They have no right to tell you when you can gather with family and cannot gather with family. They have no right. Oh, you say, well, they have the authority. No, they don't have the authority. They do not have the authority. They may have some guns and power behind them. But I tell you this, if the American people stand up and do what's right, we outgun them millions to one. At least thousands to one. But most men in America are a bunch of 65 panty-waisted wimps. One governor, a whole country, a very beautiful governor in California, in South Dakota, pretty on the inside and outside, has stood up against the state officials and the federal officials and said, we're not shutting down and we're not wearing masks. Governor Kristi Noem, what a sweet, sweet lady. I wish she would run for governor in every state in the country. I really do. I mean, it's just amazing to me that we have become such a wimped up country that it takes a woman to show us what to do. You sorry, sorry men out there that call yourself men. You sorry governors. Governor Justice of West Virginia, you are nothing but a lazy bum. You're a puppet on the strings of somebody that's pulling your strings and paying you to do this. I know you are. Our governor, folks, is a wuss. He's a wimp. He got reelected. I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for the other candidate either. Both of them are the same. But Governor Jim Justice, I hope you would hear this. I had no respect for you, sir. And you will not tell me where I can go and cannot go without a mask. So don't even try it. It ain't going to work with this old hillbilly. Joe Biden's COVID-19 task force member recommends withholding food stamps and rent assistance from those who refuse vaccines. Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. Her name is Luciana Borio. The people who refuse to be vaccinated should be deprived of food stamps and rent assistance. Do you see where this is going? Do you understand where this is going? Do you care where this is going? I know I have listeners overseas, folks. You're just responsible for what goes on over there as we are here. Don't think because you live in the UK or wherever you may live that you're not responsible. You're responsible. You're responsible for what goes on in your country. Well, we don't have what you all have. You have real men, don't you? And women, maybe? They're willing to die for what's right, no matter whether you have all the guns or not. That's beside the point. Right is still right. And God's still on the throne. You make your choice what you want to do. Airlines are going to require health pass, vaccine certificates, before allowing passengers to get on board the plane. Now, this hasn't happened just yet, but they're talking about it. discussing about having to sign up for a health pass, which includes a digital certificate of vaccination against COVID-19 before allowing them to fly, according to a new report. Folks, this is the system will be similar in nature to that being considered by Ticketmaster, who has revealed earlier this week are considering making customers prove they've had the vaccine or a negative coronavirus test before allowing them to purchase tickets. Ticketmaster will make you prove you have the vaccine or don't have the COVID before you can buy a ticket. Does that bother anybody? Does it? Three global alliances representing 58 airlines are pushing governments to allow widespread COVID-19 testing of passengers instead of existing quarantine restrictions. They want to control you and cover you when you travel, make sure that you don't do anything against their rules. Now, this is coming. I said this 15 years ago. You're soon going to have a passport to cross state lines. And we're going to get that in a minute. This has started, folks. This has already started. You're going to have a passport, which is a COVID test health certificate, before you can cross state lines. I said 15 years ago, at least, in church service, you're going to have to have passports to cross state lines. You're going to have a health certificate or a passport to get on the airline. Are we heading in a bad direction? And again, whose fault is it? It's not the tyrant's fault. Tyrants do what tyrants do. Isn't it time that we as men and women of America, especially the ones that call themselves believers in Jesus Christ, say enough is enough? Isn't it enough to not only say no, and I'm trying to be polite here, but isn't it time to say hell no? This ain't going to happen to me or my family? Isn't it time to get angry? When do we quit being wusses and panty-waisted pimps and limp-wristed effeminate men and start saying, no, we're not going down this road. We're not going to obey your dictates because you don't have authority on this. You may have the power, you think, but you don't have the authority. You may kill this body. You can't touch my soul. My soul been bought and paid for. I belong to the king, and you're not the king. I belong to the king of kings, and you're not him. Get off out of my face and off my back because I will not tolerate it. Will we have men one day who will say that and women that will stand beside them when they do it? Are we going to keep silent? Let this continue and continue and continue and continue till our children are total slaves in the country they're born in. Scriptures tell us in Nehemiah chapter 9 also that they woke up, that people woke up as slaves in the land was given to their fathers. Israel was given the land, and they woke up as slaves in the land given to their forefathers, just like we have in America. From a God-fearing nation in the 1600s that only had meetings and legislative meetings to make sure that the laws of God are being fulfilled. They didn't meet legislatures to make laws on people and to pass more restrictive laws. No, they meant to make sure God's laws are being upheld. As a matter of fact, it was said that their civil authorities were so much like the church authorities, you couldn't tell them apart. We had that. But we chose benefits instead, didn't we? We fear man. We fear what ABC says. Fox News says. CNN says. We don't fear God. We fear man. Back at the break. Give me what I'm saying. Pick up your soul and cheer. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of 5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Satan's army has come to kill, steal, and destroy. Are we going to allow it? Are we going to sit by idly while they clamp down on us bit by bit, piece by piece? About every governor on TV that I've seen talking, I do watch the news sometimes, what they're saying. The governor of Kentucky is now making a mandate, I think, for masks. And they're going to make businesses shut down 10 o'clock at night. They're mandating more and more. Restaurants cannot have being inside. Folks, it's enough. It's enough. It wouldn't take hundreds of businesses to say no. If 20 businesses across the state would say no and mean it, they would open the door to a lot more. You see, a lot of people agree with what we're saying, but they don't want to lead the charge. They agree with us, and they may come in behind us later on. They don't want to lead the charge. Well, I'm afraid to tell you that I'm ready to lead the charge. I don't care who knows it. I don't care who knows it, and I'll be glad if I get taken down the first one. That's okay. I'll lead the charge. Now let's move on. Governor Cuomo has given lockdown orders on private homes just before Thanksgiving. New York Governor Cuomo announced the orders Wednesday, slapping a 10-person cap on gatherings of private residents, including houses and apartments. Can you imagine this? Can you see this little, as this little bitty, no good, nothing, this thug saying he's not going to allow more than 10 people in your home for Thanksgiving? My gosh, people. Are we going to tolerate this? Are we? The New York Bar Association mandated COVID vaccine without religious or personal exemption rights. New York Bar declares that voluntary vaccinations fall short of producing needed levels of population immunity. They will be 100% mandated for everyone in New York State. What are you going to do in New York State? Are you going to stand by and tolerate it? Or are you going to say enough is enough? Come on, people. When are you going to stand? Are you going to stand? Don't you think it's time that we said that we need to stop now while we still can and say enough is enough before it gets so far out of hand we can't stop it? Go to your internet. I mentioned last night, and you check on a movie trailer entitled Songbird. Songbird. Watch the trailer. COVID-23. See if it seems it seems feasible today. What didn't seem feasible just last year is more than feasible today. And listen to you people listening in the UK. I know I've got listeners in France and Norway and other places and countries in the UK. UK citizens could be banned from going into work without proof of COVID vaccination. UK citizens may not be able to go back to work without proof of COVID vaccination. Speaking with HuffPost, UK's Commons People podcast, and noted by Metro, Conservative Tom Tugendhat has warned that he could certainly see a day when proof of vaccination was required to return to normal life. If vaccination works and if we're confident it's safe and all indications so far are good, then I can certainly see a day when the businesses say, look, you got to return to the office, and if you are not vaccinated, you're not coming in. And I can certainly see social venues asking for vaccination certificates. Go to a restaurant, we won't see that you've been vaccinated. Show your proof. Show your proof that you've been vaccinated before you come to this restaurant. People, what is wrong with you? What's wrong with all of us? There's nothing wrong with righteous anger. If we don't exude righteous anger, then you're not righteous at all. Is that pretty clear? Did I stutter and said that to come across pretty clear? I think it did. Now, of course, you know, President Trump said he's going to make sure that the vaccines are provided to us free of charge, right? You know that. Well, General Gus Perna, P-E-R-N-A, General Gus Perna, you can watch it online, said the Army's going to make sure everybody's vaccinated. From what he says and what it sounds like he says to me, it's going to be a mandate. What are you going to do? And Dr. Fauci said, put away your independent spirit. Now's the time to do what you're told. Don't think on your own. Don't take a stand. Give in and follow the rules. Pennsylvania mandated, Governor Tom Wolf said people must wear a mask in their own homes. Oh, yeah. Now, listen, I told you about the passports. I said one day, 15 years ago, I said one day you can't cross the state line to have passports. Additionally, anyone who visits PA from another state must get tested within 72 hours before entering the state or quarantine for 14 days. Residents who travel to other states must follow the same rules when coming home. Did you hear that? Pennsylvania who have guests over their own homes were required to wear a mask. Pennsylvanians who have guests over to their own homes will be required to wear a mask. My producer, Todd Waite, right there, is taking care of the program tonight. Fantastic guy. He lives in Pennsylvania. And I know where he stands. I do. They said, in a ray of sunshine, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem won't comply if Biden pursues national mask mandate. Matter of fact, she said to the Argus News, Leader News in South Dakota, Kristi Noem's office said that Biden as president would lack the authority to impose a nationwide mask mandate on state governments. Many doctors have said the mask do not prevent anyone from getting the virus. She said that the president does not have the authority, folks, and the governor doesn't either in your state. She also said, we already know that lockdowns don't stop the spread of the virus. The lockdowns do destroy small businesses and jobs, and they make it difficult for families to put food on the table. God bless Kristi Noem. Bless her heart. God bless her for her stand. I don't want to say. God bless her. And forced vaccinations in Denmark, the people got so upset. They had so many protests. They had like 7 days straight protests. They were going to do forced vaccination and the government backed down in Denmark. The people wouldn't tolerate. God bless Denmark. Thank you all for what you're doing. The Danish Health Authority will be able to define groups of people who must be vaccinated in order to contain and eliminate dangerous disease, reports the local. People refused to the above can, in some situations, be coerced through physical detainment with police allowed to assist. However, after 9 straight days of protests against the new law, it has been scrapped. That's the force of men and women with courage and fortitude and determination. Well, we have that here in the United States. I haven't seen it really exhibited a whole lot. And I'm sure there's some out there believe like I do. But are they stepping up and are they getting out in public and saying this? I haven't heard it, they have. I think it's time you and I, as men and women, and I'm not just saying Christians, this real men and real women, maybe it's time that we say enough is enough no matter what. Maybe it's just time. It's just, maybe it's time to stand up and say, we're not backing up any further. I'll read you a column I got sent to me, a little article here I want to read to you, and it's entitled, What kind of men believe everything they are told without question because the information comes from someone with credentials? What type of men allow the women to be persecuted? What kind of men are told which direction to walk in a supermarket? What kind of men allow themselves to be instructed on where to stand and what businesses are essential or non-essential? What kind of men put on a face diaper because of peer pressure of a false narrative being propagated by the lying media? What kind of men allow the government to tell them not to assemble in groups of more than 10 for a family, Thanksgiving dinners, or more than 2 hours? What kind of man lets his representative tell him not to go to church or sing church hymns? What kind of man it can't visit his elderly mother in the nursing home because the governor said it is not safe? Oh, folks, let that sink in. What kind of men line up to have murdered babies injected into their bodies? What kind of men beg for government handouts and expect entitlements? What kind of men self-censor their speech because they are afraid of losing their social media account or their job? What kind of men willingly drive their women to government-sponsored baby-murdering factories? What kind of man must produce paperwork in order to justify travel through government checkpoints in a country their founders fought and died for? What kind of man must ask for permission and a license to fish or hunt or even to build a pond on his own property or to sell a medicinal salve to his neighbor? What kind of men allow red flag laws to be used to take away his firearm because his neighbor has complained? What type of men allow and encourage women into the military to fight their own battles? What kind of men turn a blind eye at innocence in prisons, judicial corruption, medical tyranny? At what point does living in this cesspool corruption, lies, and deceit, and wickedness indicate that we are complicit in the lying? There are things far worse than death. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. What kind of men won't stand up to Governor Jim Justice? I'm going to say this to all those living in West Virginia. I know I got listeners in West Virginia. I expect you, I'm not asking to, but I expect you to get pen and paper tomorrow, as I'm going to, and send a letter to Governor Jim Justice telling we're not obeying his mandate. We're not going to obey his mandate. He doesn't have authority to enforce it, and we're not going to do it. I'm going to write a letter tomorrow to the governor. It won't happen before Saturday, I'm sure, but I want to send it to him anyway. Let him know that we are going to have a church service this coming Saturday. I'll not wear a mask over. I'll not wear a mask during. I'll not wear a mask back. When I get gasoline on the way over or way back, I will not wear a mask. I'm doing that either. I will not do that. I'm going to let him know that. I'm going to give him my name. He'll have it anyway. Give him my phone number and say, call me if you like, Governor. We'll discuss this. But I, for one, and me and my home have chose who we're going to serve, and it's not you. I'm not on your payroll. You don't own me. You don't have authority to tell me to do anything that I don't want to do. You don't have authority to tell me to do anything if I do want to do it. Your job is to see that our moral laws are enforced inside this state, and that is it. Your authority ends at that, and so does every other legislature in this state and country. I'll write the letter tomorrow, and I'm going to tell this man what I do believe and what I know. He can do what he wants when he wants. Pastor Butch Paul, don't go back down any further. He can. Folks, when I didn't take a driver's license 20 years ago because I wouldn't do a digital picture, I was laughed at and scoffed at. Ridiculed, mocked. I won't wear a mask down. Some people think, well, it's just a mask. No, it's not just a mask. It's a symbol of slavery. And I will not partake of it. It's almost a type of the mark. You can't buy or sell without it. You can't go to the store without it, so you can't buy. And the people that work here cannot sell to you without it. And if you're not wearing it, they won't sell it to you anyway. That is a type of the mark of the beast. It's a sign of slavery, and I will not obey any authority on this earth to tell me that I must lend my body to them for their use. We've done enough already. We've been conned into unjust taxes. We're conned into all manner of evil because we don't know the truth. But I've had enough. Don't know about you, but I'm not backing any further. You do as you see fit, but I warn you now that you can't serve two masters. The mask is a sign of tyranny and slavery, and I will not go down that road. Let's go to the phone lines. Like I said, we've got about 15 minutes left. Let's go to BK right here in West Virginia. BK, are you going to write a letter to the governor?
Yes, sir. I will, Pastor Book.
Will you write him a letter? Let him know that he doesn't own us.
I sure will. You got it, because it's time to do it right now.
It is. It's past time to do it. It's past time.
Yes,
enough is enough, and I've had enough. I'm getting tired of them telling me that I can't take care of myself. He is not my daddy.
No, sir, he ain't. No, he ain't. You are on fire. You are on fire, and God bless those Danes and those people over in Norway for the stand that they're making.
Amen. Amen. And that was in Denmark. Yeah, they just said flat no. They had 9 days of protest and backed down on the law.
But good for them. Good for them.
So all I can say is, you know, God help us if we don't stand. It's our own fault.
That's right. That's right, brother.
It's
Amen.
Our own fault. I mean, I can't stand myself anymore thinking I'm going to back down any further. I just can't.
No, sir.
I can't do it. You know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take every conversation. Anything else you want to say?
Well, you know, I just want to say, Governor Block, man, Thanksgiving is
to be done. Oh, yeah. And to get out of Pennsylvania, get in Pennsylvania, you got to show proof of health. That's a passport, is it not? BK, you're breaking up. I don't know what happened to you. Did we lose you? I think we lost BK. Okay, now you start to break up, BK. Try again. Okay, I think he's going. BK, call back. I'm sorry. We lost him. Just call back, BK. We got another caller right here in the States, and I'm afraid to talk to him. You're going to talk to Joe. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Butch. Kind of excited today to hear from Kelly.
Amen. Now, this is the gentleman I've been asking prayer for, him and his wife, Kelly. And she was kidnapped to know from the hospital. She did call. I said, call me today, then call her husband. So thank God for that.
Yeah, we need to keep her in prayer because talking with her today, they just recently moved her to another facility. And this is called a rehab facility. I think it's a mental rehab. It's not physical. So keep her in prayers because they're going to try to warp her mind. But she said to me today that all this happened because I rejected God.
Praise God for that. Praise God for that.
Yeah. She's admitted it. And she
Amen.
Led the Lord back into her life. But she's got a long road ahead of her. And we both do because they want to keep her in the system forever, which means they're going to try their best to keep her away from me forever.
Yeah.
Because they think that she's going to have, because a history of mental illness, as they put it, is that they're going to try to keep her forever locked up and her, and she's got people who've become her husband, father, and mother. They removed me from all the picture. But she has a plus. She has a court date coming up. Surprisingly, why she's got to go to court, I don't know, or unless they're going to do an evaluation and say, well, this is what you're going to have to do forever. But she has, as I was told by one of her attorneys, the one that I secured for her, not the state attorney, that if she says, I want to go home, they really can't keep her. That means she has to go before a judge still. But if she has a plus, but keep her in her prayers. This I wanted
to say. I will do that.
Yeah. This I wanted to say about COVID. But Rich, you and I know a couple of people who have already been fired from the job or forced to quit the job because they refused to take the nose test.
Absolutely. And by the way, folks, that little lady's name was named Olivia. Olivia Arbogast was Phil Hudock's daughter. You saw her last Bible study. She refused to take the nose test, and she got fired. But she won a case. She's down getting to work from home. Go ahead.
Well, my wife was also forced to resign her job from the same college. Now, if they're saying that we have to take the nose test, which has a high percentage of false positive, isn't that an indication saying that, well, we're going to have to force you to take the vaccine as well?
Yes.
It's coming down. So if we got to take a vaccine, which I just watched, I think the best video I've seen on it today, from a man out of Netherlands, he nailed it right to the point. This is nothing but complete control. Now, our Governor Jim Justice, who I believe is an elitist, because he came into that government, part of government, being $7 billion rich. Donald Trump went into government at $4 billion rich, who I don't trust either, nor do I trust Biden, because they're part of the same mold. And people got to understand that, we don't have two branches of government. We don't have two separate parties. We have a one-party system with two branches, just like we have all these division in churches. They're still the same people. They still work out of the same mold, and they're still going to do the same thing, they're just different ways of going about it. So, folks, we're looking at a dragon right now, and you're right about benefits. Ever since I got Social Security, they no longer send a paper check. They sent you up an account, and they gave me a debit card.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And I got to do everything off the debit card. They said it's supposed to be part of the new green thing. No.
Oh, yeah.
It's part of control again.
That's exactly what it is.
They want to know everything I spend my money on.
Well, Joe, we got to stand. We got to stand now or forget it. If we don't stand now, forget it. Forget it.
I don't know.
If we don't stand now, we're going to split hell wide open.
I think it's kind of late, Butch, but I do believe that we still have an opportunity.
No matter, Joe, whether you win or lose in the eyes of man, that's not the point. Mm-hmm. We obey our Father. That's what makes a difference.
Well, that's absolutely correct. We have to keep His commandments and His convictions.
Amen. If we don't do that, we deny Him before men. And Matthew 10 said we do that, He'll deny us before the Father.
Well, let's pray that for Good Kelly, call. Too, because she's in that position where she's going to be forced to deny Jesus Christ. And let's pray that
we've
got to
keep praying for Kelly. Amen. Yeah. Joe, God, jump a good call, and I'll see you Saturday in Bible study.
Oh, most definitely. We'll see you.
And don't get to wear your mask now.
Oh well, I think I got enough shoe polish to make one up.
Okay, all right. I'll see you there, partner.
Bye bye. Right, thank you.
All right, let's go next to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Oh, hey, mate. One little statement here first. The authenticity. What does that mean to you, Butch?
You know, I've heard that, but I don't remember. It's Latin. What does it mean?
Raise the South, rise again.
Okay, all right. I hear you.
As for Joe, he better watch him. Those SOBs will try to make her divorce him. Because there's a friend of mine there in North Dakota. His children are taken from him, and now they're trying to force his wife to divorce him. Over a bunch of BS.
I don't doubt that. Well, you know, they at least Kelly, I was so shocked there when Lisa called. Kelly called the office, and of course, I'm not in the office until Thursday. Lisa found me. So Kelly called. I was so shocked. I was so thrilled to talk to Kelly. Kelly made a great improvement, not where she didn't need to be yet. By the grace of God, we at least got a chance to talk to her the first time in about 2 months.
But you gotta hear out of that damn place, one way or another. Stealth, by any way. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, we're looking to do that.
Port system. They're full of you know what?
Oh, I know they are. They're led by heathens.
I have to the reason why I say it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I know you do. Well, you back to see that.
I'm 16 years old, and I'm about to put up this. You come here and tell me what this do, and you talk about my wife and me. You better prepare to wear a lid.
Prepare to meet thy maker. Prepare to meet thy maker. Make a guy jump. Good call.
Amen.
Thank you. Got to move. All right, we go to Addison. Addison, New York. Addison, we lost you again. If you want to call back, you can. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Dom, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Were you able to go on October the 31st to the prayer conference?
No, I was not.
Okay. I was going to ask you your impressions about it. The lady that you had on Monday had prophetic messages about what's about to happen that don't mesh at all with what Dana Coverstone has covered. And I'm just asking your opinion. Do you think it's possible that God gave Dana his dreams to wake up the church so that they would pray
I think it's very possible. I think it's possible. I know that I had a couple of ghosts to our fellowship that went to the prayer meeting. A pastor, a friend of mine, a young guy, went to that, and his wife Olivia, one that got fired from the job just a couple weeks ago because she wanted to take the nose test. But Tyler and Olivia Arbogast went to the prayer meeting and said it was phenomenal. It was a great prayer meeting. And said Dana was in prayer almost all the time. He didn't take time to socialize. He didn't take time to do anything. He was in prayer from the time he got there to almost the time he left. It was 12 hours. So,
well,
yeah,
I think Dana's.
I think you're right. We ought to be, brother. And we need to put feet on the prayers and tell these people, call themselves our leaders, we're not going to obey their unjust laws.
No, I agree. One thing that so upsets me about Trump was I know that Barron was hit with a vaccine, and he was talking about the campaign trail in 2016 about putting together a coalition and having Robert Kennedy Jr. open it, lead it. And he hit the White House, and that just went silent. And now he's coming at me with a vaccine at warp speed. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Forget it.
No, not as long as I'm breathing. No. No, thank you.
No.
Good call. Tom, are you a first-time caller?
No. I've talked to you before. I'm the one who lost track with you, and I try to listen to you every day, the day after the show. And I'm sorry if I'm covering ground that you've already covered, because I don't get to listen to every show.
Well, that's all right. And thanks for being there, Tom. Keep in touch. Please keep in touch.
I will. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless, my friend. Thank you. And folks, I just had a prayer request given by my wife. A lady lives right here in Nedney, where I live, has dementia, and she's wandered off from her home. She's about 4:30 this afternoon, not been seen since, and she's the mother-in-law of my wife's cousin. So I don't her name. They call her Betty. It's Beatrice Hawkins, right here in Nedney, what she needs our prayer right away. Folks, I love you. I'll see you in the office tomorrow. If you don't call me tomorrow and say hi, I can't help it. We're here. Have a wonderful night, and folks, stand for what's right. Don't compromise. God bless. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.